patterns of our society are being disrupted.
Raising to a new level.
The future is really an odd-looking place. I mean, let's face it, we are in 2018. It's 3 years after Marty McFly touched down. And the first thing that's really obvious is we don't have any frickin' flying cars. Not a one. Not a flying car to be had. There's several prototypes, but there have always been prototypes since like the 50s and the 60s, so that's nothing new. And I'm just looking at, you know, we got these electric scooters. There's this like teeter-totter on wheels that you lean forward, it goes forward. You lean backward, it goes backward. And people have found ways to get around, and then the government passes legislation outlawing it without some sort of license or, you know, registration or insurance or something. Some way that they can get their hands in my back pocket. I had a scooter for several years, and I gave it up. Because the state of Indiana found out that drunks, you know, people with DUIs were just hopping on a scooter and driving that drunk instead. Like, that was my fault. Like, I sat down and I was like, you know what, I really want to do this, but I really hope alcoholics are doing it too. That's the conversation I was having with myself, you know, because the power went out and I didn't know what else to do. I mean, seriously? The government, you know, they never need an excuse. They never need an excuse. If they want to find a way to charge us money for something, they will find a way. For crying out loud, they've even figured out a way to get us to pay for air. When I was growing up in the 80s, if you needed to put air in your tires, you just stopped at a service station and they usually had an air pump there that was free to use. Not anymore. No, now it's a buck and you get like 10 seconds to fill all four tires. It's just awful. They have figured out a way to get us coming and going, and they don't care who knows it. And you know, it's always they. You know, who are these people that do this stuff? And how do I get them taken care of? Like, can I get them whacked? That's what I want to know. I sometimes forget that people that don't know me aren't used to my unusual sense of humor. Like, for instance, recently people were posting about the dinosaurs on Facebook. And, you know, millions and millions and millions of years ago, they were wiped out either by an asteroid or Michael J. Fox traveling back in time. And I said to myself, you know, and I posted this. I said, you know, dinosaurs were an entire species that were wiped out and the Earth continued on. But now if we lose the horn-speckled snorkback mountain goat, well, that will be the end of society. Something here doesn't add up. You know, I get it. You know, save the species and all that stuff, and great. But the thing is sometimes animals on their own, without any human involvement whatsoever, just go extinct. So when we lose the purple-snouted reverse paw Tasmanian sheep, all I can think is, I mean, there's no farmers raising them. Their meat's terrible. Their wool's useless. And when they fart, it smells like a pile of rotten corpses. So, of course, you know, as mankind, we're not even involved with these guys. They're completely off our radar. And then, but the species goes extinct because, you know, for whatever reason, it just happens. I mean, in the case of the dinosaurs, it was an asteroid or a comet or, like I said, Michael J. Fox. But, you know, people act like, well, you know, if we lose that awful-smelling sheep, then holy cow, you know, the world is going to end. Look, here's the thing. If every species eventually is going to go extinct, leading up to man. Eventually, man will go extinct. I mean, not to sound alarmist, but on the current track we're on right now, the fact that we can't get along with each other and we go to war constantly and, you know, the people with the white, blue, brown, pink, magenta skin piss us off, we need to eradicate them from the earth. I mean, this is something that all people are guilty of. All people. It's not just, you know, Americans. Pretty much everybody everywhere does this. And if we can't learn to get along and not be warmongers, which, by the way, we're not going to learn it. It's impossible. We're never going to figure out how not to be complete dicks to each other. It's just, forget it, you know? We are going to continue to trek through life, making each other's lives miserable because this one wants to eat meat and this one wants to eat lawn clippings and thinks that the meat eater should eat lawn clippings and we're going to war over it. Whether it's figurative or physical. And the other problem is we get really bored and we make poor decisions when we're bored. And we invent entirely new dialogues that scientifically don't exist. I'll let you, you know, interpret that however you wish. But the fact of the matter is when we get bored, we create something. When somebody else says that doesn't actually exist, we get mad and we start fighting about it. And then we go to war. Or we shoot somebody up, you know, one of the two. That's just what ends up happening. People shoot other people, whether it's a government that decides to sanction it and call it a war, or if it's a group of people that just lose their friggin' minds and walk into a crowded marketplace with a bomb strapped to their body. So yeah, I think mankind going extinct, entirely plausible. And if it's gonna happen, it's gonna happen. And that's why people don't understand my twisted sense of humor. You know, I gotta talk about something here that is making me incredibly angry. I grew up in Massachusetts, and while I was in high school to after I graduated high school, the Big Dig was a thing. Now, a lot of people, oh, Big Dig, so yeah, what's that about? Some people have heard of it, you know, and some people have not. The Big Dig was a major infrastructure project that involved basically building a tunnel underneath Boston, underneath the water. The project that took place was an absolute friggin' disaster. It was over budget. It was done wrong. It had to be redone. It was a disaster. And yet, at the time, that was pretty much the worst I'd ever seen as far as construction goes. I had to move to Indiana to see complete mass amounts of stupidity. The stuff I've seen out here, I can't even begin to describe. For instance, Indiana shuts down entire major arteries indefinitely for months at a time to do road work. They don't do partial closures. They don't do nighttime construction. They just, yeah, F them. They can all go around. Now remember, I grew up in Massachusetts. I am used to stupid projects. But the stuff I see out here, what brainwave is dreaming this stuff up? Not to mention, Republicans are supposed to be better at this stuff. Massachusetts is a liberal state. And I would put up their minds against anybody in this state. Because of the absolute abject failures that have happened with road construction. Right now, there are two major roads. Well, three, really. There's 74, 70, and 65. All go through Indianapolis. Right now, 65 northbound is shut down for several miles. Shut down. Not partial closures, not sometimes closed. Shut the F down. They have rerouted an entire city all over the place. Back roads, alternate highways, side roads, you name it. They have rerouted everybody. And you might say, well, all right, but maybe that's rare. No, it's really not. On the other side of the city, a place called Mass Ave, completely shut down. Well, they tear the whole doggone road up. Now, the problem with Indiana is they either do nothing with their infrastructure, which the collapsing sewage lines in Indianapolis will show you, or they do projects, but they make decisions that make absolutely no sense. For instance, when the sewage line on, Illinois and Maryland Street collapsed and took a manhole with it, and they had to dig down and rebuild it so they could open the road again, because they had to shut the road down. In that case, you had to. There's a giant hole in it. What are you going to do? When they were digging up, they dug up trolley tracks. Trolley tracks. This isn't San Francisco. Indianapolis hasn't had a trolley since the Depression. Because one of the decisions that Indianapolis apparently makes is when something gets old, just bury it. Don't take it apart. Don't dig it up. Don't disassemble it. Bury it. It's unbelievable. The leadership here is absolutely asleep at the wheel. Major roadways being closed down, people being detoured, and the detours aren't even labeled. They're not even labeled. There's no sign saying, take this route here, and, you know, point A to point B, and we'll mark it along the road. No. Just 65 is shut down, and good luck to you. I'm telling you. I grew up in Massachusetts. I lived through the Big Dig, and I have never seen what I see here in Indiana. I think what they got is a bunch of orangutans just in a room throwing darts at a board or flinging poo. I'm not really sure. But every day I'm working in the city, I encounter another roadblock or another detour. And the only detour signs they ever put up, just, you can't drive here, stupid. That's pretty much a detour sign, might as well be a road closed sign in this friggin' state. And a lot of times it's so they can throw up another roundabout, where in New England we call them rotaries, because, people say, oh yeah, they're safer. No, you know why the towns in Indiana do this? I'm going to let you in on why they do this. Each intersection that's operated by a traffic light that they're able to delete saves them money on the light bill. So if you end up deleting every single solitary intersection in the entire state of Indiana and putting in nothing but roundabouts, even if they're every 13 feet, you're at least not paying a light bill. They're not doing it for safety. They don't care if you die. No politician cares if the citizens are dying. The only time laws get passed because they're hurting people is when a politician's kid gets hit or killed or affected, or a police officer dies. That's the only time anybody ever fixes anything. Otherwise, God be with you. We hope you don't die out there. And don't even get me started on the potholes. Oh my gosh, they've got potholes in Indiana in July! Yes, still in July. That would swallow a 57 Buick Roadmaster. Hold, no, I take that back. Would swallow a Boeing 747 hole. Because our governor is a photo op governor. He doesn't like to make difficult decisions. No. Not governor, pardon me, mayor. The mayor of Indianapolis. He takes photo ops. He's not interested in fixing anything because he'd rather be doing ribbon cuttings. Well, if you vote stupid people into office, you get stupid results.
New York,
London,
Philadelphia,
Japan,
Chicago,
Paris,
San Francisco,
Tijuana,
Los Angeles, California.
The Vince Wild Show.